Welcome back to Disability News and Views. My name is Monica. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You know, one of the great things about doing the radio show is you get to be really connected to parents all over the country. I was in contact last week with Sue Klein, and she is really the person behind a fabulous program called Model Me Kids, and she created these amazing DVDs. So I thought, let's get some parents on that are utilizing the Model Me Kids so we can get some testimonies out there. And we're going to be talking to Sue later on about the program and how it all started. But today we have on the show with us Letty Tease, and she's someone that's a mom like me. She's also a partner's graduate. Yay! And she's a really devoted mom who cares about making a difference, not only in her son's life, but in many other people's. Welcome to the radio show.
Thank you.
Letty, let's talk about how you got involved in acquiring Model Me Kids and, you know, how you use it.
Sure. I realized that one of the things that we really wanted to help our son with was social skill development. We've been through language development, the behaviors have diminished. Now it's the search for quality of life skills, which we identified as social skills as being a key component of that. He's gonna need those to have a job, to make friends, to find a wife someday. But unfortunately, I knew nothing about social skills. So I did what all other moms did and Googled social skills for children on the autism spectrum, and Sue's site, Model Me Kids, popped right up. So I ordered a couple of videos and had my son look at them, and he loved them. What is so terrific about these videos is that they are acted by other children. So it's not an adult commanding him to do something. He's actually using he learned visually, using those visual learning skills to model his peers in a social setting. So that's how we started using the Model Me Kids videos for my son.
Well, let's talk about what videos there are, because I don't have a child, a young child, so I wouldn't even know. But what are you utilizing right now?
Right now we use Playdate and Back to School. What I try to do is introduce them, every 2 to 3 months, so that Sawyer can practice some of those skills. And also have Sawyer's resource teacher use them. And so she's been using them for the other children under her care to great success, too.
That's terrific. You know what? I would also, therapist, or, you know, if there's a social skills teacher that's interacting with your son or other children that are maybe listening, to get these videos, Model Me Kids. It's so, this is like the most important area for, you know, make sure that they have these skills, right?
Absolutely, and I'm working on it. Most school districts have a family resource and learning library, so I'm trying to get those tapes in there, and so far there's been a great deal of interest. But I think you're right, just having the content from the DVDs replayed and have all of the people who touch my son in an educational environment be aware of them too, so they can help them reinforce not just the skills, strategies behind them.
I'm just wondering, Letty, if parents can recommend, and I would if I was having a CSE meeting, that would be actually one of the tools that would be utilized to help their child with social skills training to actually have it on the IEP.
You know, I think that's a great idea. I didn't think of that. That's a great idea.
Well, then that way you would always continue in the next realm, of course, of, you know, whatever age that they're progressing into and class, to utilize that program, and it would be consistent, right?
Absolutely. You know, one problem that I noticed with my own child was that he did some ABA, he did some social groups. He did some RDI, but he became over-scripted. So the thing about the DVDs that's different from the classical therapies is, it kind of teaches the children the thought process behind social interaction, not just script. So I think you're right. It's probably something that...
Well, I'm sure Sue would be really happy, and of course, I know she's busy even developing more as we speak, and I look forward to learning more about the programs myself and letting a lot of people know about it. I think it's terrific what she's doing.
Now, another thing that I've gotten a lot out of, too, is she's also set up the Model Me Kids social network. So I'm getting a lot of tips from the other mothers that have joined the network. Practical things about what they've done to include their children in the community, get them into some sort of recreational activity that they enjoy where they can interact with other children. And so the network too is great because it's the overlay for the parents to exchange ideas with each other too.
That's really important. You're right. People should definitely go to Model Me Kids, and it's modelmekids.org, right?
Correct.
All right, Letty, well, it's been great having you on the show today, and I know we'll be keeping in touch and talking more in the future, and we have a lot in common, and I think if we as moms, you know, learn to just work with each other, our children are going to be the benefiters of the wisdom that's shared amongst each other, right?
Absolutely. By the way, I just checked. It's modelmekids.com.
All right, well, thanks again, Letty, for being on the show, and you have a great day. We'll be in touch soon.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye. That was Letty Tease, and again, she is a Partners in Policy graduate, which, of course, I am, too, and I'm really happy to speak with her.